Hello, I'm Prophet Russ with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Intercessor's Update for September 6, 2026. The intercessor and missionary Reese Howells once noted, "The real battle is not fought with outward weapons, but in the realm of the Spirit, where intercession prevails over the powers of darkness." As watchmen on the spiritual wall, we know that when international conflicts flare, high-level diplomatic missions unfold, and sudden crises emerge across the earth, we do not react with human anxiety. We stand in our spiritual office before the throne of God, releasing divine wisdom, supernatural protection, and kingdom alignment over our nation and the world. Our top story today centers on high-stakes peace diplomacy in Eastern Europe. The Associated Press reports that United States Special Envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner arrived by train in Kyiv this morning following 3 hours of closed-door discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The delegation was received at St. Sophia Square by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for intensive talks aimed at establishing a diplomatic framework to bring an end to the prolonged conflict, even as overnight drone and missile exchanges continued along frontline regions. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for supernatural wisdom, divine discernment, and moral clarity to rest upon the negotiators and leadership convening in Kyiv. We lift up the innocent civilians and families who have endured years of warfare, asking God to shatter every hidden barrier, thwart deception, and open an unshakable door for a just, lasting, and righteous peace across Eastern Europe. For our warfare declaration, we stand in kingdom authority against the spirits of bloodshed, protracted war, and geopolitical entanglements. We decree that every ungodly agenda seeking to perpetuate violence is bound and rendered powerless, declaring that the sovereign will and peace of Almighty God prevail over Ukraine and Russia. Second, direct military escalation and naval confrontations intensified across the Persian Gulf. Fox News and the Associated Press report that United States forces carried out precision strikes, sinking 3 Iranian oil tankers in response to ballistic missile attacks aimed at Navy warships, while Iranian officials claimed a retaliatory strike on an unmanned American military vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, as parliamentary leaders in Tehran warned of heavier responses amid escalating regional tensions. For our prayer, we petition the Lord for His sovereign shield of physical protection over every American sailor, aviator, and service member deployed across the Persian Gulf and Red Sea corridors. We pray for divine insight, clarity, and heavenly strategy for our Commander-in-Chief and military leadership, asking God to safeguard commercial sea lanes, neutralize ambush schemes, and preserve innocent lives. For our warfare declaration, we take authority over the spirits of maritime terror, ballistic aggression, and regional escalation operating across West Asia. We decree that hostile launch systems, covert attack schemes, and proxy networks are completely dismantled and neutralized by the power of God, speaking His peace and order over international waterways. Third, civilian defense and regional security across the Levant reached a critical flashpoint. The Associated Press and regional defense monitors report that cross-border military strikes intensified across southern Lebanon, resulting in civilian casualties and structural damage in Nabatea and surrounding villages following attempted drone attacks, while Yemeni forces reported renewed missile confrontations along their western coastal corridors. For our prayer, we ask the Lord to pour out His profound mercy, comfort, and physical protection over innocent civilians, medical teams, and vulnerable families caught in conflict zones across the Middle East. We petition God to grant divine restraint to national leaders to expose covert weapon caches and to protect innocent populations from escalating violence. For our warfare declaration, we break the assignment of terror, rocket barrages, and calculated provocation across the Levant. We command incoming instruments of destruction to fail, decreeing that every demonic scheme designed to trigger a wider conflagration is arrested and brought to nothing by the power of Almighty God. Fourth, domestic economic and energy pressures are confronting American households. Financial and national news reports highlight that the resumption of hostilities in the Persian Gulf has driven crude oil prices to $91 a barrel, pushing national gasoline averages to $4.15 a gallon. While congressional leaders and the administration navigate critical budget agreements and domestic resource stabilization. For our prayer, we lift up working families, small business owners, farmers, and commuters feeling the strain of rising fuel costs and economic pressures. We ask the Lord for divine wisdom, integrity, and righteous stewardship for our federal economic planners and energy directors, petitioning God to release supernatural provision, protect domestic resources, and grant financial stability across our land. For our warfare declaration, we break the assignment of economic anxiety, inflation, and financial manipulation over our nation. We decree that God's supernatural supply meets every family's need, declaring stability over our domestic commerce and divine favor over our household resources. Fifth, emergency disaster operations and structural safety teams in South Asia are facing severe urban and environmental challenges. The Associated Press reports that rescue workers in New Delhi are racing to locate dozens of people trapped under the rubble of a sudden multi-story building collapse, while multinational disaster response teams continue complex recovery and relief operations following devastating Himalayan flooding along the northern border valleys. For our prayer, we cry out to the Lord for His supernatural mercy, physical rescue, and preservation over every person trapped beneath building rubble and flood debris. We pray for divine stamina, physical protection, and accuracy for search and rescue crews and emergency medical personnel, asking God to deliver survivors swiftly and comfort grieving families. For our warfare declaration, we stand in kingdom authority against the spirits of sudden catastrophe, structural peril, and physical destruction. We decree that rescue paths are cleared, declaring life, preservation, and divine protection over everyone awaiting extraction from the rubble. That's the daily prayer update for today. I'm Russ Walden. Visit Father's Heart Ministry at fathersheartministry.net to access our prophetic resources, read the daily prophetic word, or partner with the ministry. Let me know how these updates are helping your prayer time at russellwalden@gmail.com. Keep praying and keep standing strong.